Proclamation number 6005, dated the July 19th, 1954. Arbitrarily taking one's own life. You humans are granted a certain length of time for your final deliverance from bondage, for the ultimate release from the form. Yet the duration of this time varies such as I had recognized to be good for your soul. Your earthly life is not finished by me arbitrarily, yet I know the maturity of every person's soul, and thus I also know the risk of a decline or the possibility of further progress on earth. And my love and mercy also ends a human life prematurely in order to prevent the soul from regressing, or I can see the possibility of a change in the last hour and therefore prolong the natural life. Always in wise counsel, for everything that serves the benefit of the soul is known to me. And now you will understand that your own ending of the body's life is a serious offense, that you commit a sin, that you act in advance of my love and mercy and don't utilize the opportunities which were offered to your soul to reach perfection. You interfere with my plan of salvation and cause such damage to your soul which one day will trigger immense remorse and self-reproaches in you, yet which no longer can be put right in the kingdom of the beyond, for the advantages you should and are able to utilize on earth can never be offered to you in the kingdom of the beyond again. You have irretrievably forfeited something. Even if you still succeed in improving the state of your soul by then striving to ascend. Yet there is a great danger that the soul will descend, that it will rebel, just as arbitrarily taking its own life was a rebellion, and that it will continue to stay in opposition. Such souls require a lot of help as not to be lost for an infinitely long time, yet they, too, only get what they want. I will truly help everyone, even in utmost adversity, which is instantly lessened when the person just thinks of me, when he just calls upon me for help. And adversity is, after all, only a means of directing your thoughts towards me, so that you then will also be able to gain success from your earthly life. Adversity will not befall a person without reason. For his soul is in danger from which it shall escape by means of this adversity. And the more it stands hardens against me, the more it is at risk, in order to finally defy my will and throw away the life which it was granted by my love and grace for its final redemption. For the embodiment as a human being is a grace for the soul, a gift of my love. It is the last step towards ascent which it is allowed to take in order to become eternally free and blissfully happy. The soul has almost reached its goal and is therefore responsible for its actions if it does not utilize this gift of grace but throws it away in blindness of thought. Every movement of a human heart is known to me and I truly judge righteously. I take the weaknesses of my living creations into account, yet it is not without their own fault, and the human being's free will incriminates him if it was wrongly orientated, thus was abused. The human being is unable to end his adversity by his intervention, he will have to continue suffering because of it, he will not be able to escape his distress. And that is why the soul will suffer inexpressibly in the kingdom of the beyond, until it can master it in the same way as it should have done on earth, until it takes refuge in the one who is lord over suffering and adversity, because he is the victor over sin and death. Amen.